Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, he started, and then he knows what to buy. It's macaroni. Very small. It comes in a big Italiano macaroni. Right. That's probably gorilla or rondoni or something. But this comes in a bag. It says macaroni Italiano. It has the regular color macaroni, and it has a green color macaroni and a red color macaroni. The red is tomato flavor, the green is spinach flavor, and the regular flavor. Yeah. Just that, I have my plans if I have to avoid stores as much as possible. But they have the stores, and I have a bag of shrimp with calamari. And you just have to straighten the freezer. You heat up some Earl in the pan, and you fry it in Earl for 1 minute, and then take it out of the Earl. It's like it gives you a different color. Is Christchurch's pizza ready on the as far as that type of stuff?
Everything just be my
what is the 99 cent store box okay?
Just be my lady. I promise you that everything will be alright.
And then you can see what that talks about.
Just be my lady. That's really what you ought to do. Just be my lady. The love I have was meant for you. Just be my lady. Everything you ask of me, sweetheart,
I love you.
You
don't spray or nothing, huh?
My promise is I'll always be true. No matter what no one tries to do until death. You can have forever, and that's a long time. Just be my lady. Be my
Listen your eyes. We don't know what kind of you are for it.
Yeah.
When you were giving up taking me? When may you find out, when you find out what's going to happen here? No, wait. That breeze will have you try and get me nervous. I can imagine it's a lot of Republicans voting. And very few Democrats. This is technically New York is a Democratic state, right?
It was Republican,
then it went
to
Democrat, and now they gotta
get it back to Republican
to
straighten it out again.
If it was Republican, they wouldn't move it forward. Thank
the Republican celebration, but I have the honor of introducing a man who is pro-Democratic and hits on everybody equally, even a little kid like me, Mr. Don Rickles. Be funny.
Definitely never played this before. 40 million stars. I get a little kid out here, something about what time it is, and brings me out. You're standing here with the band with the same cockamamie music. Da 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 da. Try to learn it. The president here. This is a big shot. Last night we had fun. He was great. Did you see him in the white band for the show? He was in the lobby going, nobody knows me. I gave him a cookie. He went away. He didn't know what kind. I'll do it in a minute. Here it is.
Did you see some of his movies? Just it.
I'll tell you this. This guy became president. I was his governor. I couldn't get in touch with him. I had a cousin. He did 3 months. 3 months in the county jail. I made a phone call. I said, give me a break. He was too busy. Tied up. Wouldn't make it. He's now doing 14 years, and he's the president of the United States, sitting in the White House with Nancy walking around going, that Rickles cousin is doing a lot of time. Good evening, Mr. President. Nice to see you, sir. And your lovely wife, Nancy. It's a big treat for me to fly all the way to California to be here for this kind of money. See, you still got the touch of your lockdown. Anyway, you need 38 tanks to get in here. 38 tanks. The Secret Service is walking around the lobby. Did you see the president? Anybody see the president? Where's the president? The president is Nancy in the hall. Let's try it one more time. You're the governor, you used to walk over to my table?
Now you say, you're getting on my nerves.
Is he laughing? If you see Marines coming to us, you know when the glory is rolling, hallelujah. Shoot west. Be a secretary show, please. Anyway, sitting there like there's nothing going on. Get busy.
Where was he from? Ronald Reagan.
But I'll tell you this.
to you,
Mrs. Reagan. Lovely, Mrs. Reagan. To you, our president. May God be good to you and yours in the coming 4 years and beyond that. You're a great gentleman and a great credit to the country. May he give you health, the Almighty, and may you reign as long as you wish. God bless.
Here he is, Mr. Wong.
Don Rickle!
I would like to say, first off, that this evening is one of the best of my life. I'd like to welcome the honored mayor. Good to see you, sir. Have a good time while the city is being destroyed.
Apologize because you're a wonderful man. Remember backstage, when I came over to me and said, I'm the mayor.
It is delightful when you kiss big people. The mayor is a very prominent man. Everyone in the state is prominent. My whole life, my dad rest his soul, and told me, Don, if you laugh at authority and must try to do it with dignity, it is fun. Johnny Carson, as Alan King mentioned, gave me my start on television with the late night shows, and I'm very grateful to him. I kid about him. I flew here from California in his honor. Not that I should win a medal for that. But it is nice to know that someone is that important to you, that you can take time out from your career to pay respect to a guy that gives his all. And when he believes in you, he certainly goes all the way. Mr. Carson has done everything in his power to further my career. I am forever grateful on behalf of my wife and my little baby girl, Mindy Dutt, and my mother in Miami. You're a good one.
Because she's in
the will. May God be good to you, and I wish you what I
got. People that care, and you certainly do have that.
Bless you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm here to honor Merv Griffin.
Ah, you little gay.
He's a friend of mine, and I love his hotel.
He has one.
It's a great treat for me to be here for Merv. I do want to say, those of you that ate the fish, you will die. I say with due respect, 28 years ago we did Kelly's Heroes, and I haven't heard from you since. Clint, I say it. Nobody else has said it, and I say it from my heart. You're a lousy actor. Spielberg and all these guys at the table, we know Clint. I know you. Clint's idea of a good time is sitting on a pickup truck watching his dog bark. Knowing damn well you never had so much money in your whole life. Your son played the bass and sat through that. But you know, Clint, and I know, that I have so much on you, which I won't say tonight. Because if I spill it out, you're going to be back in Rawhide. Now you're in your late 60s. Live up to it. It's over. But Clint, I understand you're engaged now. I don't know if that's official, but whatever the story is, dear, good luck. Dear. We had great days together, Clint. Let's have lunch. God bless you, and I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Rickles.
I'd like to say, first of all, the fish was lousy. Shirley, oh, that's right, they're honoring you. Shirley, I say from my heart, I never read your book, and I don't plan to. We go back a long time in the Sahara Hotel. You were always a great star. I mean, you reminded us every night what a great star you were. Your brother, who's sitting in the back, wanted this evening to be all about you. I know your brother very well, and I never liked him. But I kid all of you, because I'll never see you people again. I don't need you people. I'm 86 years old, and I'm spitting up, and I know I got a couple hours to go. So I'm not going to kiss your ass. I'm not going to do anything. Shirley has to, because she still thinks she's got years.
It's been a great night. It really has. It's been about 18 hours of crap. Telling you how wonderful you are, and you know damn well, Shirley, it's over. It's over. You go back to where the hell you're living in Arizona and suck on a plant for a half hour. Jack Nicholas is in the back room. Son of a bitch, you didn't mention my name. No, he's not here tonight. He's with the Lakers boiling their junk. I'll tell you this. Oh, Julia Roberts, she's living next to me at the beach. You know that. Thanks for all the business. Anyway, I'm living about 6 blocks from it. If a reporter shows up, come on, say hello.
Closer,
this you have no lines to you, just know. Shirley, on behalf of all these wonderful people, performers and otherwise, Barbara and I, my wife of 47 years, we've known you so long. Days in the Sahara, as I said. May God be good to you. And why not? Because you have a charm and a warmth and a class. I've known a lot of people in this business, but I'm so proud that you asked me to be here tonight. May God be good to you, take care of you, because when the light goes on, not only as an actress, but as a human being, you make a person feel at home and loved. Thank you so much.
One of the pleasant surprises on the NBC network this year is CPO Sharp.
All right. I like you. I think what did actually happen is having an election, like the primary, a lot of Republicans. Were they?
What?
Instead of having a primary, were there a lot of Republican voters?
There's always a certain amount of voters that are Republican. Because to vote in the primary, you have to be registered to that party.
Yeah.
The primary is. This was the Republican primary. So you had to be a registered Republican or you can't vote.
No, it's that simple. You had to buy the whipped cream and you ran out.
Thank you.
He gave me 2 pennies. He gave me 2 pennies. One moon baby. He said, I'm the moon baby. So, things to say,
I went through the session, you know. Might have got cancer over there, really simple. I'll tell you what happened. I went to join a health club, you know. Had a sign that looked better in 10 days or your money back. I gave the girl my check. She said, keep it. We're going to mail it back anyway. I tell you, I try to be a right guy. I never get a fair shake, you know. I was going to take a little vacation. I saw some guy who works in the travel agency. He told me I could spend 6 nights in Puerto Rico. No day, just 6 nights in Puerto Rico. So I said to him, well, I'll do my same day. He said, you can do whatever you want. Just keep out of Puerto Rico. I tell you, I don't get no respect from anybody, you know. No respect at all. One time I was drowning. I was yelling, help, help. A lifeguard came over and said, all right, keep it down, keep it down. I don't know, I tell you, sometimes I think back, you know, I remember things I was a kid with the same way. I got no respect. One time my old man, he took me to a carnival. We went to see the freaks. The owner looked at me, told my old man, get the kid out. He's distracting from the show. And the trouble with me is I'm too easy, though. I got a couple of kids on my side. I got smart answers, too. Spent some of my kid on the foot there. This is Coney Island, you know. I asked him, if you want to go to a crazy house? He told me to save my money. We'll be home soon. Hey, I try to figure things out. I can. I've been every psychiatrist in New York. My whole life is psychiatrist. When I was a kid, 8 years old, my parents, they sent me to a child psychiatrist. I went for a year and a half. The kid didn't help me at all. Sometimes I say to myself, what's going on? And lately I'm so mixed up and I don't want to move. I noticed last week my gums were shrinking. I went to see my dentist. He told me I'm brushing my teeth with Preparation H. My dentist took another food. It cost me $5,000, but only keep them. Now he tells me he needs braces. I'll tell you about the end of the line, you know. I don't know who to believe anymore. Like Dr. David Rubin, he wrote a best-selling book. Everything you've always wanted to know about sex. He left out the most important thing. Let it get it. Great. One place you can relax over here, no kid. You got communication going here. That's the whole thing. Good night. Great communication.
That's
you are silly, silly
looking.
I was backstage, you know, freaking up with the whole thing. What the heck?
Remember those over last
sketch?
That's one of the funniest lines I've heard you talk about. You do a lot of funny things. About getting the new teeth, the dentist says, man, braces. That's a funny, funny one.
I thought of it right out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about the book. Now you're a big author.
Oh, this is a very interesting book. I put 4 years of research into it. A year and a half of editing.
Can I read the thing on the back? I didn't see that.
Sure.
It says, this book is ridiculous. A man is less than an idiot. He has never written. He deserves my respect. He ruined my life. I cook very good. He has no business to open a restaurant. My children are very healthy and happy with my cooking. I'm trying to make arrangements to have him put away. Mrs. Dangerfield. I didn't see that.
Well, it's a very interesting book. I told you 4 years of research I was doing, and a year and a half.
Boy.
And a year and a half of editing. And I want to thank my dear friend who helped me editing it, too, Dr. Penny Boulevard. Penny Boulevard.
He
assisted me in the whole thing of editing. It's a wonderful book, really. And in fact, chapters 4 and 5 are devoted completely to Harper. I'm Johnny, I tell you this book, kid. You get away from a friend, a neighbor, a relative, a girl who ran out on anybody. And if you hold it up to the light and throw it around, you'll see your sweetest mistress in the nude cooking some beef fondue.
And that's
your
box
into the editing of the whole thing.
Shall I? You have an ambulance.
No, it's
in a bookstore. That's closed.
Yeah, it's a real big
time for the Christmas market.
Oh, yeah, it's in Spice with you.
Wow.
Spice for food.
It's back in recipe spices.
There are 100 extra economical, very easy to make each thing extremely praise. Very interesting book, and it's got cartoons too, would you notice?
Yeah, it has cartoons in there. Let's see what you remember now, since you wrote that book. How do you make potato?
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's one of the easy ones. How do you make potato mounds?
You go to a chef in a restaurant and pay them all.
You got to do this for it now. Speak for you, tomorrow's dinner.
No matter who you are, being yourself can be tough when you have severe asthma. Triggers can pop up out of nowhere, causing inflammation that can lead to asthma attacks. But no matter what type of severe asthma you have, Tezspire can help. Tezspire is an add-on treatment for people 12 and over that proactively reduces inflammation, which means you can have fewer attacks, breathe better, and relieve your asthma symptoms. Don't stop your asthma treatment unless your doctor tells you to. Tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection or your asthma worsens. Sore throat, joint, and back pain may occur. Avoid live vaccines. By helping control your asthma, Tezspire can help you be you. No matter who you are, ask your asthma specialist about Tezspire today.
It was a special day for you, we found out. We didn't know it, you didn't tell us. But the staff found it out. This is your birthday.
Aww.
There you are. Anniversary, my place tomorrow. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, Roger.
The way this show is going to end up my face before
the
show is over.
No.
Boom.
Remember
those
things you write to the...
Give me the cake.
Don't give me the cake. There's no place to go if we start that. If we try throwing that cake, then the show must end.
Thank you very much. That's what I mean by communication, you know.
I would never hit anybody with a cake unless you had rearranged on a schedule. That is not fair. To throw a cake or do something like that to somebody. So I'll send it over here. Well, I wonder what's going to happen tonight. Here comes the cake now. Is it impolite to ask you how old you are? Does it make any difference?
No, I'm telling the truth. I'm 29. I don't know. No, I'll update that. I'm 51 years old today.
I didn't believe that.
No, I'm 51. That's good.
You're not looking.
I'm 51. I mean, I can lose 10 pounds and say, hey, I'm 46, or what the heck, it's not the truth. That's the difference. You know what I mean? That's right. You'll be truthful. That's the only way you find communication in life.
You're on the communication kick.
No, that's what this bothers me. Because yeah, there is a you've got to have communication. And this is one place you have it. You can relax. And the only way you can relax is people can communicate together and get along. And that's why, like, that's important. That's
really is.
In fact, I was the other night I was talking to one of the patrons over at my bistro.
Ah.
And he was engaged to this girl, and they broke up because of lack of communication, plus the fact that he had six doors. And she didn't like doors. I think men love animals more than women. They really. I mean, look at all the guys who are so happy when a rabbit lives, you know? I mean, there are a lot of men and women, they don't relate. You take an average guy and make love to a woman, right? When they're all finished. But the first thing of this was mine. How do I get out of here?
You gotta communicate.
And guys, you can't figure guys out either. I know a guy was born with this gorgeous, beautiful girl. Left her for his wife and kids.
No.
else can you relax without communication?
You gotta have communication.
You mentioned 40 Second Street. I go there occasionally. I find out sexy movies in Denmark. Right. And just relax to get everything picked up in the world. I saw them last week, so you know what? It's a little different than a sexy movie. You know, they spoke in English, but the sex was stuffed in.
Unusual experience.
Very, very unusual experience.
Communication.
Oh,
communication.
Definitely. As a matter of fact, I knew it was going to be a wild movie because when I walked in, a real sexy place, you know, a big naked blonde choked me to my seat. And I was so embarrassed, I told the guy, put on some clothes. But I'm going to look at this communication right after New Year's Eve. I'm going over to Hawaii. I mentioned that prior stuff. I'm going to Hawaii. Right after New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, you know where my place?
No.
Belly dance. We have little Athens. Little Athens. Belly dance. And anyone who comes to my place, don't get fresh with little Athens. Goes a boyfriend, Dick Dominic. You know what that means.
Only about this short,
no,
right?
Oh, yeah. We'll get right away, you know. And, but I'm going to Hawaii, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to stay there at the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel. That's what I say, Waikiki, you know. No, as a matter of fact, you're very big in Hawaii, you know.
I didn't know that.
I spoke to the Italian vice consulate, goes to Hawaii, and he's the Italian vice consulate with me. He's in Hawaii. Guido Salmaggi. I mean, Guido Salmaggi. He sang at my club, too, you know. And he did. He's watching. Can I just see Hawaii? Can I just say hello to him? One second. Hey, Guido, aloha! And he'll be there with his cousin Julio.
Julio
will be there.
Julio
and
Guido.
And his nephew Romeo.
No, but I'm going to Hawaii. Really, you know what? You're going to work
there. No,
no, no. Not going to work there. Vacation.
You know what I mean?
Of course you can.
I want a vacation there. You know, a lot of people go for all kinds of money for vacation. No, I'm very simple.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me a beach, a parachute.
All right. That was... Yes, to do it. Mm-hmm. No, you're my haircut.
Thank you.
Oh, my name is Buster's mom. No, me, Charlie. Hey, look at him, man. Hey.
Honey, that's the heavy load that we bear.
Well, I'm not really scared, but it's a good business. You know, I have a dollar.
Look at Are you watching me now? Gentle way. And nothing has changed.
We will always be one. I might not hear his voice yet, but I talk to him. I speak to him all the time. I feel and I know he hears me. One way or another, I know he will give me a son, for his approval or not. And now, I can feel that he's telling me to zip it and start singing. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much for being here tonight. If you don't mind me saying a few French words, it's okay with you. Je ne dirai jamais de mauvais. Il sera toujours avec moi. Merci pour tous vos mots, vos gestes, vos silences et pour tout votre amour. Ça me fait vraiment du bien. Les dernières semaines, ce spectacle, c'est ma façon de vous donner tout mon amour en retour. Merci d'être là. Je vous aime. And now, if you don't mind, let's go all the way back in time. Thank you. Change to believe it. We were lost. Everything I needed, I fell into your eyes. Hopes of keeping your promise to mine. But now that seems so far away, don't know how well to leave without a trace. When it's time.
Steve, where are you? The Edwin GOP primary in Florida, the defending of attacks over sex trafficking investigation. So, Miami rep, Magnus, defeated his Republican primary opponent Tuesday in one of the most conservative congressional districts. NBC News suggests where voters inclined to hold a bill, 6 crimes investigation into. Well, it's Miami.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
The hardest part about fighting climate change is knowing where to start. With an aspiration card, you can plant a tree with every purchase, track your impact, and unlock cashback rewards. Apply for your aspiration card now and start fighting climate change today.
On Prime Video tonight.
The Subway Series is only on Prime Video.
Mets Yankees.
You gotta get Prime Video.
Mets Yankees, tonight at 7. Only on Prime Video.
The flowers you gave me are just about to die. Think about what could have been, makes me want to cry. Sweet words to whisper. Thank you.
Joey Critch defeats Nikki Fry in Florida. Then Governor Fry will face the same.
Before the next presidential election, they're a big check of the national mood. They tell people where you stand on the current administration, on the current party in power, what issues are animating people. You learn a lot from that, and that sets up the next presidential election.
And so, You're telling me.